Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
It was a long way from the home of Abraham to the land where the servant sought a bride, perhaps 700 miles distant. When his trusted servant, with his caravan of 10 camels, arrived at the outskirts of the town, he prayerfully approached the well. Quote, "O Lord God of my master Abraham, please give me success this day, and show kindness to my master Abraham." Genesis 24, verse 12. Here was the idea. The daughters of the town's families had a daily chore to draw and carry water home for their domestic use. The servant was looking for a particular kind of young woman for his master's son. He wanted someone who was observant, diligent, and generous. Quote, "Let it be that the young woman to whom I say, 'Please let down your pitcher that I may drink,' and she says, 'Drink,' and I will also give your camels a drink. Let her be the one you have appointed for your servant Isaac." Verse 14. A beautiful young virgin approaches, draws, and turns for home. He asks, "Please let me drink a little water from your pitcher," verse 17, and she gives him a drink, then offers to draw for his 10 camels as well, and a thirsty camel can drink 30 gallons or more. The man's pulse quickened, but no matter how impressed he was with her, there was another requirement. Was she from the family? Yes. And more, she was hospitable, inviting not only the man home, but his camels as well, something young women rarely do today. Immediately, the man recounts, quote, "I bowed my head and worshiped the Lord and blessed the Lord God of my master Abraham, who had led me in the way of truth." Verse 48. What a great example. First, commit our way to the Lord. Then, be in the way so he can lead you. Third, give him glory when he directs us in his way.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv. This program has been graciously provided by this station.